When Mohawk Valley Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney held an expensive fundraiser with President Trump in Utica last week, her Democratic opponent threw a rival fundraiser across town. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, Democratic candidate Anthony Brindisi's goal was more about message than money.
Thank you all for coming and thank you for your support.
Underneath a large white tent in the parking lot of the Chesterfield restaurant in Utica, a crowd of 700 people mingled and waited in lines for drinks and Anthony Brindisi for Congress yard signs. The minimum cost to get into this so-called people-powered fundraiser was $10. It cost $1,000 minimum to attend the Trump-Tenney reception at the Hotel Utica. Brindisi says they hosted their event as a way to highlight the differences between the two campaigns.
Her campaign is one that is funded by well-connected people, corporate special interest. Ours is funded by small-dollar grassroots contributions.
In a statement to WRVO, Tenney brushed aside Brindisi's criticism, saying the president's historic visit to the region shows he values the people of the Mohawk Valley, which Tenney notes Trump won by 16 points in the election. This isn't the first time Brindisi has gone to great lengths in this campaign to position himself as the candidate of what he calls everyday people. He's held town halls in every county, refuses to take corporate PAC donations, and launched an ad criticizing the TV provider Spectrum for raising rates while noting that Tenney has received campaign donations from them. In an earlier interview with WRVO, Utica College political science professor Luke Perry described Brindisi's approach as populist in nature.
He's positioning himself as someone who's separate from corporations and not tainted by that influence and will help people in their day-to-day concerns like paying their bills.
Perry says that populist-style strategy is a page out of Tenney's book. Since entering politics in 2010, the Republican has found great success positioning herself as an outsider, even distancing herself from her own party at times. Tenney is trying it again in this race, labeling Brindisi as the insider since he's part of the Democratic-controlled New York State Assembly. But Perry says Tenney may find it challenging to get voters to believe that she's the true outsider in this congressional race when Republicans control the House, Senate, and presidency. In Utica, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.